I think if we look at kind of historically where HIV has been and where we are now and still having really high and staggering rates, especially in communities of color, and especially among women, I would definitely first challenge them to declare that HIV and AIDS is a national health emergency in the United States. With over, 50,000 people that are becoming infected annually from a preventable disease, I think that President-elect Obama should definitely declare this to be a health emergency so that there's widespread attention that is put on how to prevent and how to treat HIV in all communities so that physicians are then required to really start to test their patients as they come in, as well as to ensure that they are providing counseling for people who are HIV negative on how to remain negative. Because declaring it a national health emergency, as we've seen in other countries that have done the same, like Thailand, you've seen dramatic decreases in the rate because the focus has come from a national level and come from national leadership down to the people who are actually providing the services. I would also ask them to immediately change the amount of funding that's put into HIV prevention by increasing that funding to ensure that organizations that are doing prevention work who have effective methods have adequate funding and adequate resources. We've just seen with the Ryan White changes of last year that the funding changed from prevention, and most of it has shifted to medicalization of HIV and funding for medical services. Well, that's fine for people who have HIV, but it doesn't help those people who are negative and that we want to remain negative. So we definitely need an increase in funding for HIV prevention work. We also need to continue to make sure that there is funding for supportive services and supportive programs, because we know that these things help to reduce the spread of the disease. Programs such as housing, needle exchange programs, mental health and substance abuse programs have to continue to be funded at levels that ensure that people who are HIV infected and as well as those people who are negative get the services that they need. We know for sure that people who are in housing maintain treatment better than those people who are facing homelessness. We know that people who have access to needle exchange programs, we've seen reductions in the rates of people who have been infected through injection drug use. So we know these things work, and we should definitely make sure that the Obama team understands how these programs work, how successful they've been, how things like housing and mental health play a role in preventing HIV, so that they then can ensure that there is focus on funding and maintaining programs that provide those services.